This coming Erev Shabbos, we're going to have the opportunity to usher in the Shabbos called Nachamu. It will, of course, be Tu B'Av, but we will be focused primarily this week on the Torah reading of Parshas Vaeschanan, and of course, the Haftorah of Shabbos Nachamu. We open up the Parsha with Moshe Rabbeinu's pleading to get into the land of Israel. There afterwards, he begins and assumes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because he said Ravloch, he had enough, that Moshe Rabbeinu continues his quest and his plan to prepare the people of Israel for his demise. And so he reminds them, Ushmartem ba'asisem, you should remember, ki hi chachmaschem, ubi naschem leinei ha'amim. He, the Torah life, is the wisdom that you possess in the eyes of the nations. And the real question has to be asked, are we really supposed to keep Torah merely to impress the nations of the world with our intellectual superiority? Kind of makes no sense. Rav Yaakov Haber Shlita explained that we're not supposed to study Torah simply to impress. It's more likely that the Umos HaOlam will scoff at our mitzvah performance if that's what we're trying to do. But rather, the point over here is that as a result of performing our mitzvahs, our character will undergo an improvement which will get the world to notice that we're an upstanding group. This, in turn, will inspire us to be a light unto the nations, which, of course, is the ultimate desire herein. See, Chach Maschem, when we go ahead and proceed. Torah also adds, you should make it known to your sons and grandsons, Yom Asher Amadat Lefnei Hashem Elokecha B'Chorev, the day that you are on Har Chorev. Now the Gemara notes that if a person teaches his grandson Torah, it's as if the grandson received it from Har Chorev. What does that mean? So I once heard from Dr. Reuven Boka Shalita, one of the great masters and pioneers in Judaism and psychology. Rabbi Boka explained that the Gemara wants us to understand the nature of the idea of commitment. When a grandchild is exposed to a world that is more than two generations older than he, that child is aware of the commitment and continuity in the soul of Torah. It demonstrates an authenticity of Torah values, and that authenticity creates a commitment of this is how it ought to be. And so therefore the Torah wants us to understand Ushmartem Vasisem, to understand that this is how it should be. And we're told, of course, there will be challenges in the future, right? Ubikashtem Ishamas Hashem Elokecha, and you will seek Hashem from that place. Now how did we start with the search? Ubikashtem, the plural, Umatzosar, in the ending the process, and finding Hashem in the singular. So on the one hand, the Vilna Gaon noted that there are two people who can seek Hashem, but it's only the one who davens to Him with Kavanos should be successful at finding the proper guidance. Many will try, few will be successful. The Meshech Chachma, Rav Meir Simcha Divinsky, explained that perhaps we can offer a different perspective. When we attach to Hashem through Dveikus, we also become united with one another, and then multiples merge into one. And that, perhaps, is the message over here. Right, uvikashtem umatzasa. When we start the bikush as individuals, we merge together into one single unit. Afterwards, we're told, az yavdil Moshe. Moshe then separated three cities of the Ari Miklat and Eber Yarden. And Rashi explains that the Ari Miklat didn't work until the ones in Eretz Yisrael were established and were set up to work. But Moshe still separated these three in Eber Yarden because he felt he needed to grab every possible mitzvah he could. So Rabbi Bernard Weinberger, Zechat Tzadik Livracha, the famed author of the Shemana Tov, stresses that Moshe was teaching us that one needs to give his all to mitzvah performance, even if we will not totally complete the mitzvah bringing the result of the mitzvah to fruition. He is still not exempt from beginning it, and he gets schar for what he does succeed with. It's not your job. Lo alecha melacha ligmor, but lo ata ben chorin li'batel mimena. You don't have a right to go ahead and be mevata yourself in the process. And the person needs to understand that. We, of course, will also read the parasha of Kriyashma, within which we are told, V'yahavta es Hashem Elokecha, you should love Hashem. And Rav Shlomo Levinstein Shalita, the great, wonderful author and magid in Eretz Yisrael, asked, how is one supposed to get to the status of Avas Hashem in his daily dealings? So Rav Levinstein answered based on the comment of the Saba Kadisha of Radishavitz, who, when offered stuffed peppers and asked, hey, Saba Kadisha, do you love the peppers? So the Saba Kadisha explained that it's Hashem he loves. It's peppers that he eats. In other words, we don't love physical comforts in the world, Love is this intense emotion that's best left in expression of one's relationship with Hashem. Even when we are expressing love towards family members and others, what we're really underdoing, says the Sabbath Kaddish, is that we are attaching to the godliness within each and every aspect there within. We need to understand in our lives that we are a chilek of Elokam Mimal, we are a portion, a fragment, a component of God's greatness in the world, and it's that component that each of us connects to. We're also told, v'shinantam levanecha, that you should teach your sons, through Simcha Wasserman, Zatzal notes the meeting that he had with Rabbi Yerucham Levavitz, who told him to think about the Gemara Mesachim on Daf Kuf Yud Beis Amar Aleph, that more than the calf wants to nurse, the cow wants him to nurse. And Rabbi Yerucham told him to remember this is only true if there is a relationship between the nursing cow and the nursing calf. If there is none, then the cow is just expelling milk and is not interested in the calf and the proper amounts that the calf wants or needs. And the same is true in chinuch. It's not about what the teacher wants to give as much as it is the ability of the teacher to understand the capacity of the student and wanting to meet it, challenge it, but not exceed it. Later we're told about the importance of not intermarrying. Lo sischatein bam, we're told, don't give your son or daughter to his son, and don't take his daughter for your son. Mariv Rabbi Rav Shechta Shalita would note to us that in Judaism we follow matrilineal descent for Jewish status and patrilineal descent for Yichus. Rav Shechta explained that this is part of the question of how does Am Yisrael identify itself? Are we identified as Mishpachos Adama? Or are we considered an Am, a nation? Nationalism is determined by mother, for it's intrinsic, the sense of belonging, and it's born in utero in each and every human being. But family standing, that's determined by patrilineal descent, since Mishpachas Av Kari Mishpacha, Mishpachas Aim Ain a Kari Mishpacha. You're Jewish before you have family. Finally, in the Haftorah, we're told, Nachamu Ami Dabru Alev Yerushalayim, speak unto the heart of Yerushalayim. And Rav Shimon Schwab Zatzal highlights the difference between speaking to the heart of Yerushalayim and Nechama. Right? The former is easier. Speaking to Yerushalayim involves speaking words at the time of the Geula. And those words will be easily understood. However, Nechama involves a changing of mind. That which Rav Shimon Schwab sees as referring to the intellectual, being able to sense a change that the totality of Jewish history, including the suffering of the Galus and the Churban, were necessary. That process, says Rav Schwab, is a much, much harder process. We should, of course, be zocha to achieve that process and to be involved in it. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu make this the last Shabbos Nachamu in Chutz Laaretz, giving us a chance to experience everything more with the Geula Shlema, Shabbat Shalom to all.